Thank you. my friends, was UFO. Oh, man. That is one of my favorite guitar solos in the world. Unbelievable. That's Michael Schenker, of course. That is Rock Bottom off of UFO's 1974 LP, Phenomenon. UFO picked up Michael Schenker when the Scorpions, who had just formed, opened for them. And they were so impressed that they asked him to join. They were a much more established act. So he went. So how's that for some trivia? Before that, Budgie from Wales. Budgie. With Zoom Club, that is off of their 1974 LP, In for the Kill. Budgie, huge in the UK and that part of the world, did nothing here. It's a crime. They're a fantastic, fantastic band, and that guy's vocals are awesome. Before that, Gravy Train. Also, those guys were from the UK. We heard Fields and Factories. That is off of their album, Second Birth, which came out in 73. Gravy Train featured a flautist in their band, who I believe was playing sax on that number. But much like Jethro Tull, except they didn't have the sort of folky jazzy influence. They were much more straight-ahead rock. But an excellent flautist, if I can say flautist, and I think I can. And let's see, before that, we were in Scotland for Nazareth Vigilante Man, which was written by Woody Guthrie. So figure that one out. That's off of Razamanaz from 73. And we started that set off twice with Spooky Tooth, Evil Woman off of Spooky 2 from 1969, and Spooky Tooth were from the UK. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is a special edition of Classic Rock Mine. My name is the special edition of Mike Conway, and we will be together until 11 p.m., gang. That's tons of obscure classic rock coming your way. And at 11, Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank. At least two of the silliest hours you will experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. And let's see, until then, what are we going to do, Mikey? I'm in the mood for traveling, kids, because, you know, classic rock was made all over the world, every continent. There's probably an Antarctican classic rock band that I haven't found yet. But seriously, everywhere, man. All over Europe, all over Asia, Southeast Asia, New Zealand, Australia, Africa, North America, obviously, Latin America, South America. They were all making classic rock at the time. And for what I believe are primarily business interests, we never got to hear them here. Either the record executives thought it was competition to their acts, or it was too expensive to get those bands here, so they didn't think anybody would buy the records without seeing them or whatever. But anyway, there's this plethora, if I can say plethora, and I believe I can, a plethora of classic rock out there that you never get to hear, and that's what Classic Rock Mine is about. With that being said, let us go to Spain. Spain in 1970. If you were in Spain in 1970 and you wanted to rock out, and I mean rock out, you probably listened to this.
Inside. There goes Todd.
Yipes.
Rolling on 10.
Okay.
11, excuse me.
I'm talking about your outside. I'm talking about your inside too. I'm talking about your outside. I'm talking about your inside. I'm talking about your inside too. I'm talking about the
That was Todd Rundgren by request for Tom and Natick. That is Some Folks Is Even Whiter Than Me off of the double album Something Anything from 1972. Before that, we were in Sweden for November with Men Mitt Harta Skavarda Gjort av Sten, which means, but my heart will be made of stone. Okay. That is off of 2A. Which came out in 1971. Those guys were about the heaviest thing in Sweden at the time. That came out 71, and it's pretty heavy. Before that, Grand Funk with Good and Evil off of All the Girls of the World Beware. That's the one where they paste their faces on, like, bodybuilders. That came out in 74. Prior to that, we were in Australia for Master's Apprentices with Michael, and that is off of Choice Cuts from 71, and we started the set way back when with The Storm from Spain, 1970 in Spain. These guys were rocking. Un Señor Lamando Fernández de Córdoba, which means the guy named Fernando de Córdoba, apparently. But I don't speak Spanish. I'm just going by Google. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is a special elongated episode of Classic Rock Mine. We started at 6, we'll go till 11, and then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. Okay. Next up, we are going to Italy. There was a big, big prog rock scene in Italy that was a lot different than the prog rock scene that was taking place in, like, the U.S. or the U.K. especially. It was much more classical music influenced, but Italian classical musical influenced, which makes sense. So unlike the Germans, they weren't all doing, like, you know, Stockhausen-type stuff. But what they were doing sounded remarkably, and I mean remarkably, like this.
Thank you. so i sogni nella nave dell'eterno mare. Sono giunto ai piedi della valle di felicità. Ho trovato un porto senza mare e tanti marinai. Candidi nocchieri di un tempo privo di età. Ho chiesto uomini cari, io non capisco, io non capisco. Per l'eternità. Trecce di gabbiani incrociarsi nel cielo laggiù. Precipitarsi nell'acqua come gocce di pioggia. Ho chiesto, amici cari, io non capisco.